The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We uplift you, Lord. We say, Lord, you are God. You are King. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy. 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 You are worthy.
Shall we grant you that express gratitude unto you? We thank you, our Father in heaven. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We appreciate you,
we
Lord.
Bless your name. We bless your name. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. 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 We celebrate your goodness and your mercy.
We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Oh Lord. We celebrate you, we celebrate you, we celebrate you, we celebrate you, we celebrate you.
There is no God that can be compared unto thee. There is no God that can be compared unto thee. There is no God that can be compared unto thee. There is no God that can be compared unto thee. There is no God that can be compared unto thee. There is no God that can be compared unto thee. There is no God that can be compared unto thee. There is no God that can be compared unto thee. There is no God that can be compared unto thee. There is no God. 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 There is none. 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 The only God that deserves. The only God that deserves to be worshipped. The only God that deserves to be adored. The only God that deserves to be exalted and uplifted. The only God, the only God, the only God, the only King, the only Yahweh, the only Yahweh, the only Yahweh, the only Adonai, the only Adonai, the only El Shaddai.
Yes, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We uplift you. We celebrate your holy name. We take all the glory. We take all the glory. Take all the praise. Take all the worship. Take all the adoration.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
The only wise God. The only God. Before you, there is none. Beside you, there is none. Yes, Lord. Before behind you, there is none. You are the one and only true God. Take all the glory this morning, Daddy.
Hallelujah, la brata kabaya katakaba. Oh, sparando kastike basuta. Ibele katu arata kosh kapari takaba. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There is no God that can be compared unto thee. There is no God. There is no God. There is no King.
Lord.
There is none, O God.
There is
you
no
alone
God.
Deserve, O God, there our worship,
no
O God. You
there
deserve
no
our
God.
Honor. You deserve
there
our adoration,
God. Like
God.
Our God. There is no God like Jehovah. 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 There is no God like our God. Thank you, Father.
Let's bless the Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
We give you all the glory.
Papa,
we
give
you
thank
all the
you,
praise.
Father. You have not left us, O God, alone.
You
have not left us, O God, as orphans. But you have given
you.
Us, O God, the
we
Holy
give
Spirit
glory
to take charge
praise,
of us.
Daddy.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. We thank you. You deserve all our praise. You deserve all the glory, Lord. You deserve all the celebration because you are our source. You are our Father. You are our provider. You are our deliverer. You are our Savior. You are our protection. You are our provider. You are everything to us. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the praise. You deserve all the worship. You deserve all the adoration. You deserve all the thanks. We say, blessed be your name, O God.
Thank you, Father. We are grateful. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for today. We thank you for a brand new life in a brand new day. A brand new life in a brand new day. A brand new life in a brand new day. Father, we declare, O God, as we begin, that let this brand new life be occupied by a brand new body. A brand new body. A brand new body. Therefore, we are commanding every sickness to check out. We are commanding every spirit that is hiding in any part of our bodies to check out. Because a brand new spirit, a brand new life must occupy a brand new body in a brand new day. It must occupy a brand new body in a brand new day. It must occupy a brand new body in a brand new day. It must occupy a brand new body in a brand new day. It must occupy a brand new body in a brand new day. It must occupy a brand new body in a brand new day.
Amen.
Pali karando skata I proturati shoka maitakuli Marato Shahandi Ukara Iproto Ratushkara Imahandi Kaota Kabo Shaka. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we are grateful unto you. Thank you for today. We are grateful. Father, we are limited in vocabulary to express our gratitude unto you. Our very lives are yours. Our very lives and our very life is yours. Is there anything we are without you? Is there anything we can achieve without you? Is there anything we can do without you? Hey, there is nothing. Father, we acknowledge you this morning. Have mercy on us. Forgive us, O Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood usher us, O God, into your presence, into the throne, into the supernatural realm. Let the blood usher us. And let your spirit continue to speak. Thank you, Lord. Lead us, Holy Spirit, for we are vessels in your hands. Flow through us and manifest your glory as never before. Give each and everyone online an encounter. Let everyone that has come online encounter your presence. Encounter your presence that will bring a transformation, a change of life and circumstances unto you be all the glory. Thank you, Father, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us that have now joined and those who are yet to join. I welcome you to resurrection power for today, or simply power for today. Somebody say power for today.
Power for today.
Yes, coming to you from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God. Church located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys with our technician, Boja Worldwide, and Pascal, who is understudy. Yes, these are some of our media team. We are grateful this morning. I just want to begin by, yes, our team is commanding fruitfulness, productivity, results, and greater works. Please, if you are joining us for the first time, this platform is a school of knowledge, is Rhema, where the Lord will take time to speak to us, and then we shall pray on what we have heard. We are praying the word, but we need to understand what we are praying. Paul said, I pray with my mind and I pray with my spirit. I pray with my understanding and I pray with my spirit. So commanding fruitfulness, productivity, results, and greater works is our theme. I want to start reading before I start any comment, Genesis chapter 1 from verse 3 to 28. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 3 to 28 in King James, the old King James. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, second day from verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. We are going to the third day, creation, from verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called the seas. And God saw that it was good. Verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. 13. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Let's go to what God created in the fourth day. From verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let there be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let there be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Now let's go to the fifth day. Let me just make a comment here. See that on the fourth day, God created the sun, the moon, the stars to control season. Season. That's why we say number four is the number of the earth. The earth. In fact, God is too much. You can't play with this God. God is just too much. If you want the things he created on each day, why that particular day? Look at the progression. So now, let's go to day number 5 from verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. So it means that it was the waters that brought forth birds. Was it the waters that brought forth birds and fowl that fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven? Or maybe those birds that fly over the sea. Okay, let's see. Verse 21, and God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. See, it was on the fifth day that the word "be fruitful" was used for sea animals. Is that the reason why we say number five is the number of grace? Okay, let's continue. The sixth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good, the creation of man. So all this, the creation of man, also took place on the sixth day. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepers upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Let me continue verse 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb, bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let me read Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4. Because of what I'm going to say. Habakkuk 3, verse number 4. This Bible is difficult to open, eh? The leaves are something, eh? Habakkuk 3, 4. Okay. Habakkuk 3, 4. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. God's power hides in his hand. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 and 20. Isaiah chapter 1 verse number 19 and 20. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, the Satan's greatest battle against man is simple. I'm telling you, Satan's greatest battle against mankind is very, very simple. Right from Genesis 3, you can see it there. Satan didn't go to Adam with weapons. Satan didn't go to Adam with any other thing. Satan entered the serpent, the wisest animal. It is believed that, in fact, the serpent might have initially looked like man, like gorilla, like a monkey. Yes, how those animals are. Yes, it was believed that the serpent was the closest to man, the closest being. Like when you see gorillas and how do we call them? You see them, they behave like man. It was believed. That was why you can, when the curse came, it says that the serpent will now crawl. It will now, it means that the serpent has legs and hands like man. What did he go to Adam with? Deception. Deception. Fear. Discouragement. Distractions. Accusations. Pride. These are the weapons of Satan. These are the weapons that Satan uses against mankind, and especially believers. Deception. In fact, general human beings, deception, fear, discouragement, distractions, accusations, doubt, and things like that. Don't joke with them. They are Satan's greatest weapon. These are weapons Satan is using to settle people for less. Deception. Who are you? Do you think you can do this? He uses deception to give people different perception about themselves. Different perceptions, negative perception about things. Please, let us examine what is in our mind. How we see things. Whether we are seeing things in the light of the Holy Spirit. Whether we are seeing things the way God sees them. And how can we know how God sees them? Read the Bible. What God says about situation is the way he sees it. And depend on the Holy Spirit. Let me say this. Anything that God passes his hand, Satan cannot touch. Anything that God has touched or God's hand is involved, Satan cannot touch. Anything in which God's hand is involved, Satan cannot touch. You see, everything about God leaves a mark. Look, the hand of God, when it touches something, it is there forever. The voice of God, when it goes, it is there forever. God, I don't know how to describe it. God, look, inside all the elements of creation, God is inside. Read Psalm 84 verse 11. Psalm 84, say, God is the sun. He didn't say like a sun. God, Psalm 84 verse 11, God is all the sun. That's why people worship elements. Oh, I'm telling you. That was why right from day one, God said, you should not worship any God. You shouldn't make any, don't bow to anything. Because his power is in them. Psalm 84 verse 11, God is the sun, not like a sun. God is the sun. But actually, it should have been like the sun. Do you know why they say that? Because the power of God is in all the creation. Everything God has created. And what sustains it is Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. The word of God. The word of God sustains all his creation. He says, sun, shine. Has the sun stopped shining? It can never stop. The sun can only stop shining the day God says, stop. Sun, shine. In Egypt, it was God through Moses who brought darkness. Who commanded darkness to come on the Egyptians. Where was Satan? In fact, Satan can do some things because God didn't take his power. No, but God took his authority. Authority is the mandate or the right to use power. Authority is the mandate or the right to use power. For example, when a soldier or a military person is holding the gun is not the power. But the authority is when his commanders fire. That's authority. Authority is the command that is given. Fire! Then you fire. So with that, when people are sent to firing squad, They are commanded to fire. They are there in position with the gun. When you go to military training, firing, how to fire. Yes, they have put a gun to the thing. But a command must be given beforehand, you fire. So that command is what they call authority. So Satan still has his gun, but he cannot just use it anyhow. Satan can only use his gun after God has commanded him. Somebody will say, Pastor, what are you talking about? So what about the floods? People are dying, so, so, and so. So God sat down and allowed them. We don't know what happens in the realms of the spirit. I'm telling you, we don't know what happens in the realms of the spirit. For example, when you a child of God, you say, all die be die. After all, hot. Eh? When you are angry, quarreling with your husband or a friend, so, so, and so, and then you speak some words, do you know what you have done? You have given Satan a weapon. Satan has recorded it. You say, all die be hot, die. And so even when you are drinking water, water will choke you, you die. Say, ah, he was just drinking water. He said, all die. Be die. You have given him what? A weapon. Because the first reason why God gave you a mouth is not to eat. No. It's to create. It's to speak things into being. Like God said, let there be light. And there was light. That is who you are. You have been created. We have been created in the image of God to speak like him, to act like him. That was Adam. But the Satan came through the serpent with all deception. Deception. Casting doubt on the ability of God. Can God? Did God say? And that's what, where we are. But Jesus came to reverse it. Say, Jesus has come to reverse it. Say, Jesus has come to reverse it. And restore us. Say, even now, we are more than Adam. We are more than Adam. Because with Adam, God didn't live in him. God gave him his image. But for us, God lives in us. We are called the temple of God. The temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You see who we are now? You see, now, so this statement I'm explaining that anything that that passes God's hand or God's hand enters into, Satan cannot touch. God made man with his hand. Inside God's hand resides power. Like we read Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4. And God used his hands to mold, to form, mold. That the making of man has the picture of, somebody who molds pots, a potter's house. Jeremiah 18. So anything God's hand touches. So, you know, that was why the serpent went to Eve, not with any weapon, but without deception, language. What have you been hearing? Be careful what you hear, and be careful what you are watching. I'm telling you, it's not just a voice. Behind the voice is a seductive spirit. Behind what you are watching is transmitting something into you. Yes, transmitting something. That's the only way that Satan can get a child of God and a believer. Then, wherever God's voice goes, nothing can interfere. Wherever God's voice goes, voice or word enters into a place, Satan cannot interfere. He has no authority, he has no right, and even power to operate there. Whoever God sets his voice on becomes untouchable. I'm telling you, when God says you are this, you are blessed, you are so and so, you become untouchable. But then, why is it that man has been put in this position, but man became touchable? The reason is that all these elements of creation, including animals, God didn't give them a will. They have no will of themselves. But for God, he gave a will. And God respects and honors human will. I'm telling you, your will is that image of God. Your will to decide, your will to choose. Look, you can will not to serve God. You can will to serve him. And God respects your will. In fact, we are either going to heaven or hell by our will. By our will. Anybody, wherever you are qualifying yourself to go, is by what? Your will. Your will, oh, your will. Your will. It's our will. We will. And in fact, sometimes when I sit down and I'm communicating, I say, God, in fact, this one, I don't know, I beg you, and I don't know, but I don't know whether you help us. Our will is the greatest blessing, but it is also the greatest something. It's the greatest something. Even as we are online, you can decide to believe this or not to believe it. You can just decide to be online. You know, I hear people saying, the man of God declared, this month is a month of fruitfulness. It's a month of enforcing compliance. The month has ended. I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything. What were you? You don't know. If you are willing and obedient, you eat of all the fruit of the land. But if you disobey, you rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. Look, there are many things that goes in it. Oh. There are many things that goes in it. That is it. Look, when God told Adam and Eve, be fruitful, they didn't even pray. They didn't pray like we are commanding fruitful. They did not. They didn't pray. They were. When God commanded the earth in Genesis 1:11 to produce vegetation, has the earth prayed that God said, I should produce vegetation, so I must pray, like we are coming to pray. Has the sun ever prayed that, hey, I must shine, I must shine. God said, I must shine. Because they don't have a will. They are like robots. So they can't. They are like robots. But you, human being, God doesn't know. God lives as if he doesn't know whether you are willing to be fruitful. Yes. Those of us after Adam, after Genesis 3, that Jesus came to restore, to redeem, God doesn't know whether what you are will for. And so when he declares something, it is your will. Begin to see yourself in that thing. Every day, say, this day is a day of fruitfulness. As you are declaring, ask the Holy Spirit what actions you should take. Ask the Holy Spirit what actions you should take. A man of God came, I think Reverend Franklin, and he started declaring on a young man. The words he started declaring. I know the young man. The young man has something in the pocket. The young man came to the altar and dropped a seed. He was sitting down. Then I told Gladys, please go and drop this seed for our son. Go and drop this seed for this word. Let's tap this word for our son. Let's collect this word for our son. One day that we're organizing something for one of our pastors. Let me just put it that way. And they said, I should pray. A man of God was around. And when the person knelt down and I was praying, when I was declaring, God opened the eyes of the man of God. And the man of God saw sharp, golden, beautiful sword entering into, they were coming from my mouth. They were coming out, but they were not entering into him. The person I was praying for, they were going, they were coming out of me. This man of God was standing watching. So do you know what the man of God did? He brought out a handkerchief and put it on the altar. He said, God, I received this through this handkerchief. So he brought out a handkerchief, put it on the altar because he couldn't come and stand there. So he came and put it. I saw him coming to put it, and then $100. He put it there. It was later he was telling me. And then he saw that the words I was declaring started entering into that handkerchief. Do you know the miracles that the man of God is using that handkerchief to do? Anytime he's going to preach, he put the handkerchief on the head and pray and put it in his pocket before he goes to preach. He says, Papa, something is happening in my ministry. So you see, the person to whom the words were being spoken, the heart is not open. The person is not receiving. And only God knows why. Either out of ignorance, maybe the person is offended, maybe the person's own issues. That is why now I have come to a point. In fact, it was after this that I took a decision. Don't worry about man. Don't worry. Oh, look, some people you are praying for them. You need to stop and ask them, are you with me? Are you here? Say yes. That's why the Bible said that the heart of man is desperately hot, wicked. You can't see the heart of man. You can't see it inside man. You don't know what is going on inside man. That place only known by God. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit to help us to this. So, beloved, to say that, they say this month is like this, so and so, but the month ended, I didn't see anything. Check yourself. Sit down, ask the Holy Spirit. Why is it that they said this month is this, but I'm not seeing anything? Simple. I've given you the key. Ask the Holy Spirit and listen to him. The things the Holy Spirit will tell you will shock you. The things the Holy Spirit will tell you will shock you. The things he will tell you will shock. Now, I've realized that those of us who preach and talk, we need to be careful. We should not take the place of God. We should allow God himself to deal with people and to do things. Because he knows the heart. He knows what goes on within people. And so, beloved, look. Satan knows that as far as it concerns the believer, he has lost the battle. Satan knows that as far as it concerns a true believer, a true child of God, he has no grounds. He has lost the battle. He has no grounds. Whatever he is doing is temporary. I'm telling you. Satan knows that as far as it concerns a genuine or true believer, child of God, he has lost the battle. He has no grounds. Whatever he's doing is all temporary. It's temporary. Yes. It's temporary. But I will tell you why Satan perseveres. Like Haman's wife and friends. You know what Haman? Haman, the enemy of the Jews, in Esther chapter 6. Listen to what they said to Haman. In Esther chapter 6. When I read that, that is who you are, but we don't know. Look, anyone that is attacking you, the person has already fallen. I'm telling you, the person, look, The person has already failed. But I'm going to tell you why we fail. Look at what they told Haman in Esther chapter 6. Let's see from verse 12 to 13 is where the thing is. But the way this verse is, let me start from verse 12. Afterward, Mordecai returned to the king's gate. But Haman rushed home with his head covered in grief and told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends everything that had happened to him. Now, here is the portion. His advisors and his wife Zeresh said to him, since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, you cannot stand against him. You will surely come to ruin. You will surely come to ruin. Say, I am a trap. Say, I. Mention your name. Say, I. Everyone, say, I am a trap. Say, I am a trap. I am a trap to witches and wizards. I am a trap to the enemy.
I am a trap to the enemy.
Say, anyone attacking me.
Anyone attacking me.
I am a trap.
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 Like the Jews.
Became a trap.
Became a trap.
For Haman.
For Haman.
And his wife.
And his wife.
And his friends.
And his
friends. Even saw it. Saw it,
even saw
and
it,
said it,
and said it,
and said it,
and said
so
it.
So I am.
So I am.
I. So I am.
Yes.
Say so,
so I am.
Am. So I am.
So I am.
Any power.
Any power
that is attacking
that
me.
Is attacking
I am a trap.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
But do you know Satan's intention? Satan's main aim is to wear us out. By he persevering, by his continuous pressing, he wants to make to wear out and give up. That's Satan's main intention. Get them worn out and for them to give up. Get them worn out for them to give up. That's what Satan, that is the main aim of witches and wizards and all these agents who are attacking, and they know. They say, get them worn out. That's all. We cannot win. We have lost the war. But the battle, get them worn out. Make them tired. Until they give up, like something. Delilah pressed him until he revealed the secret. And that was his end. I'm telling you, if you get to know this truth, you will never give up. I'm telling you, especially when God has spoken about something. Anything God has spoken, he is finished. I'm telling you, anything you want from God is a word. The moment God releases the word, he's finished with you. He's finished. That word, he's inside that word. You have to use that word to do warfare. You have to use that word to do battle. No matter how long it is taking, as long as you have not given up, it will come to a point that Satan will pull. I mean, he will discharge. He will withdraw. He will withdraw all his forces. Look, we are making the headway. But because of his nature of pressing on, that is why we must stand firm and press on. We want to pray now. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For commanding me to be fruitful.
For commanding me to be
fruitful. For commanding me to be fruitful.
For commanding me,
for commanding me to be productive.
For commanding me
for commanding
to be productive.
My life.
For commanding my life.
To produce results.
To produce results.
For commanding me to do greater works.
For commanding me to
I welcome your word.
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 I welcome your word. commanding me to be fruitful.
Say the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
They command.
They command
for me to be fruitful.
For me to be fruitful.
They command.
They command
for me to be productive.
For me to be productive.
They command.
They
for command me to produce results.
For me to produce
they command
results. They command
for me to do greater work.
For me to do greater work.
Two.
In the month of
it's
June.
My command.
It's my command.
It's my command.
It's my command.
It's for me.
It's for me.
It's for me.
It's for me.
It's unto 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 me.
That command is 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 unto me.
And I welcome that command.
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 I accept that command.
I accept that command.
I celebrate that command.
I celebrate that command.
I celebrate that command.
I celebrate that command.
I welcome 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 that command.
I accept that command. To be fruitful.
Yes, to be productive
and to have results. And to
I welcome that command.
Yes,
I welcome
Lord.
That command.
Yes, Lord.
I welcome that command
to do
with all my soul,
with all my
spirit,
with all my being.
I welcome that command.
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 I have received the command
to be fruitful
this month,
to be productive,
to be productive.
I have received the command
to be fruitful,
to be productive,
to produce.
Result,
to produce results,
to do greater works.
To do greater
I welcome
works.
That command.
I welcome that,
I welcome that command.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I just mentioned to you, we are praying now, but whenever the Holy Spirit drops something, I have to say it. Remember, I began by saying that Satan's greatest battle against man, believers, is to project the following: deception, fear, discouragement, distractions, accusations, doubt, and they like. And how does he do it? He does it through human beings. Through your best friends. He does it through situations. He does it through the media. He does it through the things we hear and the things we see, we watch. Yes. Distractions. I think it is one weapon that the enemy has really succeeded to use against me. Distraction. Oh my God. I know what I mean. And that is why we need discernment. Some people will come to you with a problem. And when you open up, pray, hey, I took somebody to the forest one time to pray. As I was praying, commanding, I closed my eyes, I prayed, the Holy Spirit just said, open your eyes. When I opened my eyes, the person was on phone. The person was on phone and laughing, smiling, chatting on phone. Smiling, chatting on phone, smiling. So you see, that person was just what? A distraction. That person was a distraction. The devil sent that person to come and waste my time. When I was praying, commanding, I command so and so to do well. I command this thing to do well. I command this. I command this. I command the Holy Spirit. I just said it. Open your eyes. When I open my eyes, from that day, I say I won't pray with people with my eyes closed. The person was on phone and smiling, shaking the head like this, smiling on the phone, smiling. That is a distraction. I have suffered uncountable of such. And sometimes if you don't take care, you become careful, which is also not good. That's why some people who want to get close to me, they are finding it difficult. You really need to be something to be very close to me. I'm telling you, it's not easy. You need to really be very, very, I mean, something to break through. That one, yes, then I know you are serious. But it shouldn't have been so. We want to pray now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Anything.
That the devil has put in place to rob me,
Be terminated and destroyed.
The Holy Spirit has dropped this one also about distractions. Now, after this one, we are going to shut, say, any door,
any gate
that Satan has opened
to rob me
of my fruitfulness,
my prophetic work,
my productivity,
my resolve,
my greater work. Let that door be shut down, permanently shut down, and sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
You know something about this distraction thing? I know there are men of God online. Yes. Some men, those of us who are involved in deliverance, general Christian, please, we need discernment. If there is any gift that we need when it comes to manifesting operation, operational gifts are the gifts of revelation. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirit. We need these gifts. I'm telling you, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of all spirits. These are the, we call them revelational gifts. These three, they are nine, but these three are the eye. They are the eye of the ministry. You need them all. Otherwise, you'll be doing things and wasting your time and energy. There was a time in my former church, this lady, a graduate, holding master. Those days, it wasn't easy to hold. She went to do her master's in UK, came, but she wasn't getting a job. Her problem was anger. And you know, I think there are two. What I want to say. Okay, let me get this other one. Let me remove the anger one. The other one too was also a graduate. And then a great man of God from Nigeria came. We call him Thomas Okwara. Okwara. Today I got it right, eh? Thomas Okwara. This was in early 90s, I think 1991, something of 91. Yes, the woman said 91. Always this lady will be money. Beauty, eh? Beauty. If you see beauty, always she will be manifesting. Every time she was manifesting. Oh, so it is normal. Everybody knows that this woman, and then Thomas Okwara came, and she started manifesting. Okwara said, because it was morning and evening program. So during morning program, Okwara was on her. We were on her up to the program started 9 to 12. We took over up to 3 o'clock. The Okwara said, look, I need to go to the hotel and prepare for the evening service. We were there till evening service. This lady was still, manifesting. And then when Okwara came and clapped. You are still here in the prayer room. You are still with this lady. Stop. The Okwara said, do you know you are a lesbian? You sleep with yourself. Say, yes. Yes, I do. I do. He said, okay. Do you know something? Because she was manifesting snake spirit. So Okwara said, let's stop. Tomorrow morning, come. Tomorrow morning, immediately you come. Come and see me as I'm seated. Tell the usher that she come. So truly, then she went to Okwara. Okwara touched my senior pastor. Please, I need four A4 sheets. Then the secretary went and brought it, gave it to the lady. Said, do you know something? Come. The Okwara took her out. Said, do you know something? Go and write. I refuse to be a lesbian from today. I am no longer a lesbian from today. I am right front, back, all the sheet. Just write that sentence. Write. Keep on writing. That's all. You don't come to the service. Go to the second. Just keep on writing. Go and write it and bring it to me. Do you know? She wrote it and brought it after service. Okwara looked at it and said, hold it. I was watching. Say it. Say what you have written. Say, I refuse to be a lesbian. I reject the spirit of lesbianism. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. I am a child of God. I am no longer a lesbian from today. I cut myself off. Thomas Okwara was saying it, and he was saying it. She was saying it. She didn't fall down. That was the end. That was the end. From that day until the lady married the next year. No man was proposing to her. But after that, 3 weeks, a brother proposed to her. In fact, if I mention who the husband is, it will shock you. You have been hearing the name, but I will not mention. It's a big man in the government. Yes. Yes. You see, got married and then what? Proposed, got married, got a job. What are you talking about? And never again. So you see distraction. You see, so I've been telling deliverance ministers, when people are coming, when people are manifesting, hey, so and so, you are hey, come out here, try to discern. Oh, some of them, they have just come, we call them drainers and sappers. They have come to waste your energy. I'm telling you, the problem they have presented is just a means to sap your energy. They really don't want, you are looking at them and thinking that, you see, that is why, let me tell you, that's why some pastors are not taking their members serious again. I'm telling you, look, it is members, they cause us to take some decisions and stand. Experiences we have had with people. We want to pray now. From now, no talking. For the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes, no talking. Say the name of Jesus Christ. I declare. any gate, any door that the devil,
Satan,
and his agents have opened in my life, to rob me, of the word of God,
to rob me of the command
to be fruitful,
the command
to be productive,
the command
to produce results, the command to produce greater works,
any gate
that the enemy has opened
in my life
to rob me of that command,
to be fruitful,
to be productive, to produce results, to produce greater works.
I shut down
with the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost. I shut down and seal.
I shut down and seal.
I shut down permanently. In my office. I shut down in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
If you are free, put your hand on your head. If you are free, say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
But please, if you are driving, don't do it. Just drive. Yes, but if you are just free, those who are free, you can just put your hand on your head right now, just for maybe 1 or 2 minutes. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare the power of the Holy Spirit.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Any door.
Any gate.
That the enemy has opened.
In my mind.
Through my thoughts.
Through my perception.
In my mind. In my five senses. Any gate. That the enemy has opened.
In my five senses.
To rob me of the command to be fruitful. Of the command to be productive. Of the command to produce results. Of the command to do greater works. I sat down. I sat down with the blood. I sat and sealed in my mind. I sat and sealed. I sat and sealed. I sat and sealed. I sat and sealed.
I sealed it with the blood of Jesus. I sat and sealed. I sat and sealed.
I sat and sealed.
I sat and sealed.
I sat and sealed. I sat and sealed. With the blood. With the blood. With the blood. With the blood.
I seal it in the blood of Jesus. I shut that door in my mind. I shut that door in my mind. And I seal the blood. I seal it with the blood. I seal it with the blood.
I shut and seal.
I seal it with the blood. I seal it with the blood.
I shut and seal.
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 I shut and seal. In my mind.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You can remove your hand now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Any human being
that has become a door,
that has become a door.
Any human being around me that has become a door,
that has become a door.
A door of robbery.
A door of robbery.
A door that robs me.
Of the command to be fruitful.
The command to be productive.
The command to produce
results.
The command for greater works.
Any human being around me
that has become a door.
That has become a door.
That has become a door.
Or a gate.
I shut down.
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 I shut that door.
Let me explain. We are not killing them all. Do you know some of them, the doors? You listen to them a lot. You respect them. So they have become a door of discouragement, a door of distraction, a door of so and so. You know, we are shutting and sealing the spirit that are using them because they are channels. Human beings are channels. We are not killing them all. We don't pray and kill. We kill the spirit. We shut down the spirit. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I shut and seal. Whether it's my husband,
whether
it's my wife,
whether
it's my children,
whether
it's my boss, whether it's my colleague,
whether
it's my best friend, whether it's my subordinate,
whatever
they are,
I shut down. I shut and seal.
I shut and seal.
Amen.
Declare, say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am productive.
I am producing results.
I am producing results.
I am doing greater works. My business is fruitful.
My business is
my
fruitful.
My career is fruitful.
My career is
my
fruitful.
My position is fruitful.
My position is fruitful.
I am fruitful.
My academics
fruitful.
Are fruitful.
I am academically fruitful.
Yes, Lord.
I am academically fruitful.
I am spiritually fruitful.
I am spiritually fruitful. I am academically fruitful.
I am academically fruitful.
I am spiritually fruitful.
I am maritally fruitful.
I am maritally fruitful.
I am
physically
fruitful.
I am physically fruitful.
I am socially fruitful.
I am socially fruitful. I am socially fruitful.
I am
economically fruitful.
I am economically fruitful.
I am financially fruitful.
I am financially fruitful.
I am fruitful in business.
I am fruitful in
career. I am fruitful in investment.
I am relationally fruitful.
I am 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 fruitful.
My mind is fruitful.
My mind is
my
fruitful.
My soul is fruitful.
My soul is fruitful.
My heart is fruitful.
My heart is
my
fruitful.
Body is fruitful.
My body
my
is fruitful.
Is
my entire being is fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I mention I mention your name. I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
As I have been commanded.
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 As the
by the word of God,
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
I am producing results.
I am doing greater works.
I am doing greater works.
I am productive.
I am productive.
My life is producing.
My life is producing.
My life is making impact.
My life is making effect.
My life is making impact.
My life is having effect. Yes, Lord, positive effect. My life is fruitful. I am fruitful. I am producing results. I am productive in every way. Yes, I am producing results. I am being greater
with
God. Yes, Lord.
I am
fruitful. I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I am productive.
Yes, Lord,
producing results.
Yes, Lord,
in Jesus' name.
Amen. We are praying the last one. You see, the prayer is, if you follow it, how we start commanding. We have commanded ourselves. Now we want to command the elements of creation.
Amen.
Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of
let
Jesus
this
Christ.
Day.
Let this day.
Produce fruitfulness.
Produce fruitfulness.
Let this day.
Let this day.
Be productive.
Productive.
Let this day.
Let this
be
day.
The day of result.
Be the day of
be
result.
Be the day of greater works.
Be the day of,
be the day of fruitfulness.
Be the day
let
of
this
fruitfulness.
Day. Let this day.
Let this day.
Let this day.
Let this day.
Let this day.
Let this day.
Let this day.
Produce results.
Produce fruit.
Produce results.
Let this day
be productive.
Let this day
manifest greater works.
Let this day manifest greater works.
Let this day. Produce results. Let this day be fruitful.
Let this day be fruitful.
Let this day.
Let this day.
Let this day.
Let this day be fruitful.
Produce result.
Produce result.
Produce result.
Let this day be productive.
Let this day
be fruitful.
Let this day.
Let this day
result.
Positive result
in my career.
In my business.
In my
my marriage,
in my health,
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 in my home,
in my family,
in my family,
among my children,
among my children,
let this day, in my finances, in my career,
let this day produce results,
produce results. to resolve. Let this day be fruitful. Let the elements of creation, let the elements of creation, let the elements of creation, they stand by day, the moon and they stand by night, the earth on which I'm walking on driving, produce
greater works.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
let this
Christ.
Day,
let this day.
Let this week.
Let this week.
Let this month.
Let this month.
Release.
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 Physical agents.
Physical agents.
Human agents.
Human agents.
Of fruitfulness.
Of fruitfulness.
Those destiny helpers.
Destiny helpers.
That I need.
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 To be fruitful.
To be fruitful.
To be productive.
To be productive.
To produce myself.
To produce
to do greater works.
To do greater
let them show up.
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 Let
this day manifest them.
Let this day manifest them.
Let this day manifest them.
Let this day manifest them.
Let this day manifest them. Let this day manifest them.
Let this day manifest them.
Let this hour. Let this hour. Somebody should write this prayer point for me. Let this hour manifest them.
Let this hour manifest them.
Let this hour manifest them. Let this day manifest them. Let this week manifest them. My destiny helpers. My destiny helpers. That must play a role.
That must play a role.
That must play a role. For me to be fruitful. For me to be fruitful.
For me to be productive.
For me to produce results. And do greater works. Let this day manifest them.
Let this hour manifest them.
Let this day manifest them. Let this hour manifest them. Let this week manifest them. Let this month manifest them. Wherever they are located, let this day manifest them. Let the sun by day manifest them. Let the moon and the star by night manifest them. Let the grounds manifest them. All the elements of creation manifest them. Manifest them. Manifest them. Manifest them. Manifest them. Manifest them. Manifest them, manifest them, manifest them.
The ground manifest them. Let the mountains and the valleys.
Let the mountains and the valleys manifest them.
Manifest them. Manifest my destiny. Help.
Let them appear.
Yes, Lord.
Let them appear.
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 Every enemy.
Send every enemy
against me.
Against me.
Into a destiny helper.
Into a destiny helper.
Into a destiny helper.
Into a destiny helper.
Into a destiny
like Balaam.
Like Balaam.
Like Balaam.
Like Balaam. That was contracted.
That was
to curse. But he started blessing.
But he started blessing.
I declare.
I declare.
Let this day.
Let this
produce.
Day. Produce.
Let this day.
Let this day.
Gain. All my enemies.
All my enemies.
Into blessings. Into blessings.
Into blessings.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.